Good morning. Welcome to Unity Church. I want to extend a special welcome to those of you who are here for the first time. We hope you find Unity Church to be a place which helps you to find and to keep your balance, a place which nourishes you and helps you to live a loving life of integrity and service and joy. I'd like to call your attention to This Week at Unity, which serves as an invitation and a roadmap to deeper involvement in the life of the church. There are a number of items worthy of notice in here. Oh, the whole thing, of course, is worthy of notice, but there are some things to which you need to respond today. For instance, there is the 135th annual meeting of the congregation following the 11 o'clock service at noon, and you could come back and there's an ice cream social following the meeting. We'd love to have you here. I also want to call your attention to the fact that the Evergreen Quilters have an exhibit this week in the parish hall, and they are selling tickets to raffling off a marvelous quilt to the benefit of poor families in our community. They've been doing this for years, and the work is marvelous, and the cause is even better. So please go into the parish hall following the service and spend lots of money on raffle tickets for the quilt, and look at the beautiful work that's being done. The whole church family is warmly invited to the final Wellspring Wednesday of the season, this coming Wednesday, when the 7th and 8th graders will sponsor our annual Unity Talent Show. Contact Carrie Meyer at the church office or following the service at the religious education registration table if you would like to be swept up in a veritable tornado of talent this coming Wednesday night. Dinner is at 6, and you need to make reservations for dinner. Family worship at 6:45, and the talent show begins at 7:10. We are thrilled to welcome Joe LaFerla onto our staff. Joe, where are you? Stand up there. This is Joe LaFerla, and he's coming onto our staff as the coordinator for youth and young adult ministries. Joe comes to us from a career in education as a kindergarten teacher. For several years, he served our coming-of-age program as both an advisor and a mentor. Joe's responsibilities are all fellowship and educational programs for youth and young adults, including Our Whole Lives, Coming of Age, Tower Club, the Young Adult Group, and the McAllister UU Campus Ministry. Take a moment following the service to greet Joe this morning. Beginning in a few weeks, you can contact him in his role as coordinator of youth and young adult programs. Thank you, Joe, and welcome. Families are warmly and strongly encouraged to pick up registration materials this morning for the 2006-2007 religious education program year. Our continued innovation and our expansion into the third service this coming fall have changed the program landscape. Take advantage of Carrie and Martha's presence at the table this morning and have your questions answered in person. Class and service preferences will be honored on a first-come, first-served basis. Did you follow that, parents? Class and service preference will be honored on a first-come, first-served basis. In other words, we're going to cap registration at each service. It's the only way the program will work. So please don't wait till the middle of the summer or, God forbid, till the fall. But register your family today and get your questions answered at the registration table. Following the service this morning, we hope you'll join us for refreshments in the parish hall. There you can see new friends and old, peruse our excellent bookstall, check out the quilts, and visit the information tables. If you're interested in becoming a member of Unity Church, please visit the welcome table, which is also in the parish hall. Next week, worship associate Tom Merritt and I will be joined by the extraordinary guitarist and composer Jeffrey Vann as we remember those who have given their lives in military service. Memorial Day weekend marks the start of our summer worship schedule. There will be one service at 10 o'clock. On September 10th, The Sunday following Labor Day, we will begin our new worship schedule with services at 9, 11, and 4:30. Jan, Beverly, and I would like to greet you at the Portland Avenue doors following the service, and once again, welcome to Unity Church.
I lift my eyes to the sky. I lift my eyes to the hills, to the shining river. I lift my eyes to the elms. I lift my eyes to the maples, to the majestic oaks. I lift my eyes to the lilacs. I lift my eyes to the spirea, to the dazzling azalea. I lift my eyes to the tulips. I lift my eyes to the daffodils, to the velvet iris. I lift my eyes to the violets. I lift my eyes to the dandelions, to the lilies of the valley. When I lift my eyes to see, the world is so beautiful, so full of beauty, and so full of possibilities for the flowers yet to bloom, for hope, for freedom, and for love. Come, let us worship together.
Thank you. standing, please, and join with me in reading in unison number 545 in the back of your hymnal, In the Time of Silver Rain. In time of silver rain, the earth puts forth new life again. Green grasses grow and flowers lift their heads. And over all the plain, the wonder spreads of life, of life, of life. In time of silver rain, the butterflies lift silken wings to catch a rainbow cry. And trees put forth new leaves to sing joy beneath the sky when spring and life are new. Thank you. Every Sunday when we gather for worship, we pause for a few moments to hold in the embrace of this loving community those whose unfolding life stories are particularly rich with joy or heavy with sorrow. I'll begin this sharing, and following my words, you are invited to share the names of those you are holding in your heart and bring into the sanctity of this sacred hour. We hold in our prayers all those who live with grief over the loss of a loved one. This week, we especially call to mind Stephanie Mosier and her mother and uncle. Stephanie's grandmother, Lois, died on Thursday, and a service was held in her honor yesterday. We hold in our thoughts and prayers all those people who are recovering from recent illnesses, injuries, and health problems. We hold Romaine Taylor in our prayers. Romaine is currently in North Memorial Hospital with respiratory problems. And we hold in our thoughts Lenny Sims, Bill Webb, and their two daughters, Delaney and Willie. They are in Wisconsin to be with family, who are holding vigil for Lenny's grandniece, 18-year-old Hannah, who is still in a coma 3 weeks after being in a car accident. We send our thoughts and prayers to those recovering from recent surgeries, and we remember those people struggling with disease and chronic illness. We celebrate crossing of thresholds, and we celebrate graduations occurring all over the country that mark important thresholds for countless individuals. We especially celebrate the recent graduation of Katie Lawson from Star King School for the Ministry, and Dottie Matthews and Carrie Eustace from United Theological Seminary. And we celebrate another crossing of the threshold and celebrate with Alan and Sherry Desmond May as they celebrate their 20th wedding anniversary. And we celebrate the season of weddings. Richard Lau and Heather Farber were married in Hawaii yesterday. Laurel Seeley Christman and Nate Whitus were married here in the afternoon. And Carl Heckendorf, son of Russ and Marcia Hartman, and Carl married Abby Groden yesterday as well. We hold in our prayers our brothers and sisters around the globe, suffering from poverty of spirit, of possibility, those whose lives are filled with uncertainty due to violence, hardship, and war. May we live to see a day when their lives are filled with peace and the promise of abiding freedom. And now I invite you to share the names of the people you would like to celebrate, memorialize, or bring into the embrace of this caring community. For the names which have been spoken and the names which remain in the silent sanctuary of our hearts, may we be forever grateful for this tapestry we weave together. And now will you join with me in a moment of prayer and meditation? O Eternal Spirit, you who we call by many different names and yet are beyond all naming, you who we approach by very different paths, but all paths to the holy are welcome here. As we seek to know that which is knowable about the divine, that which we find unfolding in our own lives, as the seeds of our lives are planted, and we pray that those seeds will bear fruit, will bear blossoms, will bear miracles beyond our wildest imaginings. May we all seek to weave the fabric of healing, of health, and wholeness in our lives. May it be so, and amen.
Once in a while, as often as we're able, we take an offering for a cause or for a partner with whom we work, and the money goes out the door and makes a difference in the world. We are not alone as a liberal congregation. We are, in fact, this may be news to some of you, a member congregation of the Unitarian Universalist Association, which is an association of free churches and fellowships. There are about 1,000 congregations across the United States who support one another and work together to build strong churches and change the world. Some years ago, there was, shall we say, a spat between some leadership, some of the leaders of Unity Church and the Unitarian Universalist Association, and the church withdrew 3/4 of its support for the association. That amount has now become equivalent to a full-time salary, so it is difficult for us to restore that amount. We're working to do it because we are aware that we are part of a larger community of free churches, and we wish to be a fair share partner in that effort. As we work to restore those funds, we decided that this year we would take a special offering for the Unitarian Universalist Association and the Prairie Star District, which is the more local or regional effort of which we are a part. Between the two of them, they ask us for $75 per voting member of the church. So if you are a voting member of the church, which means you are already pledging and are able to make a contribution of $75 or more, we would appreciate it. Checks may be made out to Unity Church and write UUA on the memo line. If you are not a voting pledging member of the church, feel free to give whatever you are able to. Perhaps $300, $400, $500. This is good work. The association has been a leader in this country in supporting the rights of gay and lesbian people. It's been a leader in strengthening our response to the so-called religious right, and they're worthy of our support. Will the ushers please come forward? To the work of the church, which is weaving a tapestry of love we call community, generation unto generation, we dedicate our lives and this our offering.
like to invite all the children and youth who are willing to come up, and if you would bring your flower when you come to join me, that would be wonderful. No, don't put the flowers up. Just sit down with your flowers. Okay, everybody sit down. Thanks. Are these flowers? Let's look at all our flowers. They're so beautiful. Do they look alike? Each one is really beautiful, isn't it? Aren't they? Well, I want to tell you a story that we tell every year. And the reason we tell it every year is because we really want all of us to remember this story. It's an important story. There was a wonderful minister named Norbert Chopik, and he ministered to a very large congregation in Prague, Czechoslovakia, which is a long way away in Eastern Europe. And Norbert wanted his church to be a place where diversity of people and perspectives and opinions were welcomed. And he wanted to create a symbol of all that beauty that we see in diversity. And so he decided that he would create a ritual called flower communion. And he invited all the people in his congregation, lift up your flowers, to bring flowers. And they put them in a vase when they came to church. And all over the chancel of the church were these beautiful vases full of a wide variety of flowers. Because he wanted to celebrate that beauty. And just as he was learning and encouraging his congregation to celebrate that kind of beauty and diversity, there was another movement afoot, which was called Nazism, which believed that there were only certain kinds of people that should be allowed to live, and that actually, people who were different should be killed. And millions of people, primarily Jews and homosexuals and Jehovah Witnesses and some Catholics, were put to death by the Nazi concentration camps and death camps, and they were killed in awful and violent ways. But in the midst of Hitler and the Nazis' takeover of Czechoslovakia, Norbert Chopik said, no, we're going to keep celebrating the importance of diversity and the beauty that diversity creates. And he told his people, you keep bringing those flowers to flower communion. No matter what happens, you keep bringing those flowers. And they did. And one Sunday, Norbert looked out, and instead of look back, see Carrie Meyer, who we love and adore so much? Actually, imagine coming to church and looking back and seeing soldiers back there with guns. Because they thought what Norbert was preaching was wrong. And they arrested him. And they took him to a concentration camp named Dachau. But as he left, he told his people, you keep celebrating diversity. You keep celebrating the beauty of who we are and who we can be. And no matter what, life will win in the end. And he went to Dachau, and there he was put to death. But before he died, He kept encouraging people to remember the beauty of diversity and that life would win in the end. And he was right. So every year we celebrate Flower Communion to remember his ministry and to celebrate the beauty that is you and the beauty that is our diversity and our blossoming. So take your flowers back to where you were sitting, and in a little while, you'll come up and put them in the arch. Thank you.
Stand and sing this wonderful hymn written by Norbert Chapek. Following the call to the Flower Communion, you're invited to come down the center aisle, put your flower into the arch, go through the arch, and back down the side aisles to your seats. Thank you. Is it true? Is it true? Could it possibly be true that you and I are made in God's image? Karl Barth, the great 20th century neo-Orthodox theologian, taught that people come to church for one reason and one reason only. People come to church to ask the question, is it true? I look out from this pulpit, and in every face I see clear evidence that the answer to Bart's question is and will always be yes. Of course it's true. Yes, we are connected by the tangled roots beneath the soil. Yes, there is a power larger than ourselves, a power on which we have no choice but to rely. Call it cosmic consciousness. Call it beauty. Call it the spirit of life. Call it God. I look up from this pulpit, up where the fire burned through to let the light in. And I sense the synchronicity which serves to reinforce the faith that yes inspires. Soon we will celebrate Flower Communion. A great arch stands before us unadorned. It stands there waiting to receive the blossoms that we bring, just as the world awaits its children. There is no need for explanation. The meaning of the ritual is clear. There is no need for words, as once again we bow before the mystery. Listen to this poem from Mark Nepo. He calls it Opening Without Words. It is the beginning of May, and over near the statue of Moses raising his staff to something none of us can see, hundreds of tulips have broken through the dark earth, becoming every color they held inside, and quietly they ignore each other in this chorus of oneness, bobbing gently as children race up to their splashes of yellow and red, expecting the colors to sing. And maybe they do in a song only children can hear. And old men amble through the rows, hands behind their backs, as if in some European church. A church about to crumble. And this old white-haired woman, with sheer wonder on her face, sneaks up on the pink ones, her silent mouth a flower. And for the moment, we are all opening without words. And her dog, a pink-nosed spaniel, drops its ball and rolls on its back slowly, and my lover jumps out of her shoes, pulls me by my sun-warmed hand into the middle of a yellow patch and buries her face in them, and then she rises, a color breaking ground herself, pollen on her nose. Quietly, we are saved again. We who love the language, we who find it so expressive, so precise, we who are so good with words have need at times to set the words aside. An arch, two weaknesses that lean into a strength. A single flower, a splash of color. You and I expect to sing. How could anyone mistake this morning's message? Are you true? Is your life aligned to the people and to the purposes you care about most? I'm not calling for perfection, only that we walk together in the right direction, bowing to the beauty as we go. What I love most about the church is how it serves to make us stronger, more effective, and in the long view, far more loving people. I want those things for everyone. Don't you? I want us to be a people, and I want our church to be a place which works hard to welcome strangers. We live in the tension between loving the church as it is, cherishing its history, and longing for it to be a far more welcoming, far more inclusive community. 2 years ago, the trustees of the congregation asked you to consider a series of questions related to growth. You said you wanted to grow, not just in numbers, not growth for growth's sake, but that you wanted to grow in depth and strength and clarity as well. And you made it clear that you feel an obligation to reach out to welcome those most threatened by the narrow-minded fear-mongers of the so-called religious right. We've made good progress this past year. The work of the anti-racism ministry team is beginning to bear fruit as new possibilities for partnership are being forged. The Welcoming Congregation ministry team has helped alert us not only to the righteous effort to defeat the anti-gay marriage proposal, but also to the subtle ways in which we have been less than open to full participation in the church by people of diverse sexual orientation. We're growing. It isn't easy, nor should it be. Nothing this important ever is. When I get weary, when I wonder if our need for safety and for comfort will overwhelm our efforts to throw our doors wide open, I remember just how far we have already come. I remember that transforming love cannot take hold in just one generation. And I remember each of you unfolding like a flower, coming into your full beauty, all of us together in this chorus we call unity. Every one of us, and every day, welcome one more. May it be so, and amen.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine
imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one.
Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. One people hand in hand. Imagine all the people sharing all the world.
Will you please stand as you are able? And join with us in the litany and the call to flower communion. And there are still baskets of flowers in the back of the church if you did not receive a flower coming in this morning. In the name of the providence which implants in the heart of the seed the future of the flower, and which implants in our hearts that unrest which will not be quenched till people live lovingly with each other, we bless these flowers.
In the name of the highest, in which we move and take our being, and in the name of the deepest, which makes father and mother, sister and brother, lover and loner, who they are, we bless these flowers.
In the name of the prophets and sages who sacrificed their lives to hasten the coming of the reign of mutual respect, we bless these flowers.
Let us renew our resolutions sincerely to be brothers and sisters, regardless of the barriers which estrange.
May these flowers be for us the sign of the glory and variety to which we aspire, knowing the whole while that we are one family, the family of spirit and nature.
In this holy resolve, may we be strengthened by the spirit of love, that we ourselves may bloom in the splendor of a joyful life, and endeavor to be ever more perfect in our days.
Amen. Please come down the center aisle, beginning with the front rows, and exit through down the sides. You may sit for a while if you wish. Thank you. Now, if you would stand, please. And if the, we need to fill in these rows with some people. Some of you come up into these rows on the aisle, because I want you to create an arch by turning toward each other and the center along the aisles. You see what I'm saying? Do this. Here, come here. Come here. Do this. Exactly. But touch hands. Okay, and just stay there for a second.
And will the children who are going to be dedicated today please go to the back of the sanctuary, and there you will see Martha Tilton, who will help you come forward. Laurel Clark.
Come on down, Laurel. Grace Burrell.
Oliver Roberg Perez.
Carter Campbell.
Kate Campbell.
Gretchen Kearney. Cherney.
Aaron Cherney.
Whoops. Good catch. Ada Rose Kaiser.
Cole William Velders.
Will you guys stand and face the congregation? Wait, don't leave yet.
Thank you. You can take the arch down. Thank you.
And will you read with me responsively? Every child born is whole and holy.
Every child brings new promise to.
Some children of the church now stand before you, grown from fine seed, rooted in rich soil. They await your blessing.
No, the adults need to be quiet now. You are not the children. These are the children. Go ahead. It takes a whole village to raise one child.
We will be that village.
The love we long to live cannot be learned in just one lifetime.
When death comes knocking, we'll remember you with gratitude. We'll know how love and life and hope live on in you.
Will you love us as your own? Will you help our parents too?
We will be.
Let us be humbled and astonished at the privilege of their invitation. Are you prepared to dedicate yourselves?
In the midst of blossoming, in the springtime of the year, we dedicate ourselves to you as loving, honest friends. We will share our faith, hope, and love with you. We will help you find your way. You are our children. You are our. So be it, and amen.
And let us pray. Holy One, we stand before this arch, these two weaknesses that lean into a strength astonished at the beauty. Help us, we pray, never to forget that we are of that self-same beauty. That these children standing before us, these children still at our side, these children are our sure blossoming. Grateful for this community, grateful for the neighbors we have yet to know, we welcome spring and celebrate our sure blossoming. Amen.
are redeemed by their call for us to live this life, for our lives to blossom where theirs could not. May we redeem those lives lost to us in the way that we live ours. May it be so, and amen.